unless you can repeat the words, you didn't get it, you didn't learn it, it is not useful. Most likely you are a skimmer. Most people read, listen, watch, and don't, can't recall names, places, and the exact words in a book, an audio or a video. And yet, most people feel that they learned something. While in essence they were, maybe, impressed, but didn't learn. When I recommend my students an audio program to use as their tool for growth, especially to keep some capacities on, people fail to use those that way. Just as they think they are looking, they think they see when they look at things, but they don't. I am not sure why, but people don't pay attention to most anything, and that is why they are so low vibration, low everything, because they don't even mean to. One of my students made a collage of laughing faces. I didn't count, but it seems at least 100 faces on a large poster board. About a meter by a meter and a half. Huge. I am considering ordering a printout at FedEx. Almost full size, like a poster. And keep it around like a tool for deep looking at a place where I can spend time ogling. Like on the wall. The word the way the world looks, listens, learns is approximately. Not good enough. Not good enough at all. Your brain is running to see slash listen to the next thing, and how you look slash listen, is what gives you the quality of your life. You are shallow, you look shallow, your life is shallow. No depth. No substance, nobody there. No person. No knowledge. No nothing. So how do you start building substance? You can first pick your medium. I have lots of skill in listening. I listen more than look, because I am very dyslexic, so I have strengthened my listening skills. If I didn't have those, I would not be able to guide people who send me audios. The most important element of this skill, listen without interpretation, listen without adding anything. Listen at least twice if you can. Listen not only to the words, but the inflection, the emotions often the speaker isn't aware of. Listen to the silences. Listen so you get as much from listening as you can. I get 90% from listening. I measure this in the starting point measurements, number 24. The percentage of input that gets through to you. From reading, my number is only 30%. From looking, my number is 50%. The average number from all the measurements of people over the years is under 10%, often as low as 1%. And a few outliers with 70%, not much in between. I just tested my handful of students who opted to keep the site alive long enough for it to become an epigenetic shift and become permanent. It seems that there is a causation between the About Me score, the ability to control the attention, and the ability to keep the capacity active. The About Me score is insidious. It comes from a desire to receive for the self alone and makes you rush through things to get to the prize. Whatever that prize is for you. No real learning, no real accomplishment. No real hearing slash seeing can happen, when your About Me score is high. When your About Me score is high, you are stingy. Stingy with your attention, stingy with your ambition, stingy with everything. It takes generosity to pay attention. To look. To listen. To do complete and thorough work. In the playground we try to dislodge you from living in that high About Me world of wanting, and wanting more. Of being needy of attention, or praise, of even encouragement. We attempt to take you out of being concerned for yourself at all. Being concerned and taking care of yourself are not the same. I am not concerned for myself and I take care of myself. When you are concerned for yourself, surprisingly you don't take care of yourself. You spend most of the time ruminating about injustice done to you. In fact, while you are in your head, ruminating, you are not present, you are not working, you are not. When I ask people what's going on, it seems they got hijacked by the internal dialogue, the little voice, the narrating voice, the complaining, blaming, victim voice. The voice that takes you out of life, takes you out of the game. If that's you, you have a three-step method to finally grow up. Step 1, pay attention to what the voice is saying. It pretends to be you, but it isn't. You are not a 3- to 4-year-old complaining that you didn't get what you wanted. You are, most likely, an adult. At least by your years. So start paying attention, and attempt to document the words the voice is saying. Don't fight the voice, don't argue with the voice, just document it. Given that you don't listen well, this phase, step 1 will take a while. Write it down. If you don't, you are not playing. If you don't, get off my site, Get out of my programs, I don't want you. Step 2, start only when you are fully done with step 1. If you are intelligent, not likely, lol, email me your documented internal voice saying. It has to be direct quote, not a, the voice talked about blah blah blah. No. The voice said, you are not good enough. You should be already a winner. You should be already a millionaire. You should be already thin, pretty, married, strong, whatever. Direct quote. Step 3. Once you mapped out all the nasty things the little voice says, you can now safely ignore it. It takes a while, maybe even months. I teach this in the Amish Horse Training Method, a webinar series we had 2 years ago. If there is a demand, I'll add another webinar, live, do it. So you can custom tailor it to your specific needs. Go to step 2, go to https://revibration.thrivecart.com/AmishHorseTraining/. You can get it both on the desktop and on my new mobile app. If you want to sign up to my mobile app, text your email address to 315-509-2888. You will get instructions with return text. I'll activate what you bought manually. You don't have to buy anything to get access. There is a ton of valuable material on the app.